Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story called Morning Sunshine. It was by Keely Parekh, and it's illustrated by John Paget. And it's read today by Mommy. And...
Search the perimeter. Sergeant Philip, at your service.
Sergeant Philip? Well, hello, Sergeant. Reporting for duty, are we?
Reporting for duty.
Love it. Today, your mission, Sergeant Philip, is to listen carefully to a series of haiku that we will be reading today. What? You don't know what haiku is? Oh, you're gonna learn. You're gonna love it. It's Japanese poetry. But it's not gonna rhyme. This is not Dr. Seuss. Haiku is actually all about syllables. Okay, do you know what syllables are? What are syllables?
A syllable is a part of a word that has a vowel in it.
Yes, it has a beat. It's how you separate out a word. For example, if you are sergeant, sar-gent, that's two syllables. You could break it into two beats, okay? So this poetry...
And Philip.
All right. So, sergeant Philip. Mr. Two syllables per word. That would be total four syllables. See if you can find a pattern here in these as we learn and enjoy nature today. Here we go. Bird song fills the air, harmonies and melodies. Welcome in the dawn. At dawn, it's not yet light enough for songbirds to forage, but it's dark enough to hide from most predators, making it the perfect time to sing out loud and clear. And some birds sing, come here. Still alive, strong, and available, hoping to attract a mate. And others are singing, go away, this is my perch, and they're defending their territory. And some female songbirds go from tree to tree listening to the songs before choosing a mate. And some male songbirds can sing over 1,000 songs. How many songs can you sing? Do you know what it means to forage? It's hunting for food. They're looking through nature to find something to eat.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know what their territory is, right? The place that they like to live, the area around where they live. Okay. Startled moths flutter, searching for safe places to rest before sunrise. Now, most moths are nocturnal, and some eat nectar from night flowering plants, and some don't eat at all. But many creatures like to eat them. Moths are sometimes camouflaged to look like tree bark or lichen, and other types of moths have markings that warn potential predators to stay away, such as wings that look like huge bird eyes or tails that look like a snake head. And some moths even mimic or act like other creatures, such as spiders or wasps, to try to stop themselves from being eaten. Have you ever seen a moth with great big eyeballs on the back of its wings? Remember when we found a moth? It was a black and white moth. Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, pop up, quiver ears, cotton tails, skitter, scatter, leaping with delight. Rabbits have big ears and eyes to help warn them when predators are nearby. They can see in 360 degrees around themselves, which means in front and at their sides and at their back, except for a tiny blind spot in front of their nose. They can swivel their ears separately to hear sounds up to 2 miles away and in two different directions at the same time. When rabbits are happy, they jump and twist in the air, and this is called a binky. Can you believe that? Both pet and wild rabbits do this. Whenever I jump, I'm going to think of myself as a rabbit and ask if you like my binky. Little twist, little jump. Do you want to try a binky? Let's see you. That's a good binky. You look just like a little rabbit hopping and twisting in the air. Nice.
I hear a binky.
Yeah. silver paths crisscross. Snails and slugs slither away, seeking damp places. Did you know that snail and slug trails are made of mucus? Uh-huh. Snot. This helps like this them. Stuff? Yeah, like the stuff that comes out of your nose. Very much like that.
Gross.
But this helps protect them stay moist and protects them from the sun's heat and from being harmed by any sharp objects that they might slide over. It also acts like a glue that helps them stick to things they want to climb, like plants, like walls, plant stems, and flower pots. The mucus is so sticky that snails and slugs can even travel upside down. In the early morning, snail and slug tracks leave silver, windy paths. Have you seen them on the ground before? And wondered what that goo is? Yeah. A flock of crows takes to the sky, black capes flapping, beaks caw, caw, cawing. Crows are very social. They roost together, share the best places to find food, and teach each other new tricks, such as smashing open walnut shells by dropping them from roofs. Crows are so smart that they can recognize people's faces, especially ones that have been mean or kind to them. They share this information with other crows. A family of crow can have as many as 15 individuals, so that flock of roosting crows may well be one big, happy family, despite the fact that you call a group of crows a murder. That's a fun fact that I added there for you. Silent in shadow, a shy-footed, thick-tailed deer steps into morning. Most deers have coats that change color with the seasons, and this helps them stay camouflaged in their habitats. Baby deer, or fawns, are born with no smell, so predators can't sniff them out. Deer turn each ear separately to help them hear the tiniest movements. Now, we just read about another animal who does that. Who was it?
Boing, boing, bunny.
Boing, boing, bunny. Very good. Deer turn each ear separately. I wonder if that's something you could do. Can you try to turn your ear? No? All right, fair enough.
No, I am. Look.
There's one ear. And there's the other. Mwah. Now, this helps them hide or run from danger. Scientists believe deer may be able to see ultraviolet light. This makes it easier for them to see at twilight, and maybe why deer are crepuscular, most active at dawn and dusk. That's when they like to get about. They're not nocturnal, they're crepuscular. Mm-hmm. Tiny hummingbird hovers in the orange tree, sipping sweet blossoms. The ruby-throated hummingbird is so small that it weighs less than a nickel. Isn't that amazing? A nickel is worth 5 cents. I would say I would pay a lot more for a ruby-throated hummingbird. Their eggs are about the size of a jelly bean. That's so tiny! Hummingbirds beat their wings between 12 to 90 times a second to hover in place.
Like this?
Oh, they move really fast. You'd have to, I don't think we can wiggle that much. Humans can't. We're not that fast. Even when you wiggle your fastest, you can't do it. Between 50 to 200 times a second to fly like helicopters up and down and forward and even backward. They are the only birds that can fly backward. And they have great eyesight, but almost no sense of smell. So they can see the delicious orange blossoms, but they can't enjoy their scent. And that is a bummer, because orange blossoms smell heavenly, don't they? Black beetle scurries between plant pots and pebbles, racing for the leaves. Beetles are one of the largest groups of living creatures on Earth. One in every 5 living organisms is a beetle. That's a lot of beetles. They tend to be nocturnal. eating at night and hiding in the daytime. Some are pests, but others are helpful pest controllers. They eat slugs and caterpillars and other small bugs. The smallest beetle is 1 millimeter long, about the size of a pencil tip. And the largest is 20 centimeters, which is longer than a pencil. Fossil evidence proves that beetles have been around for over 250 million years. Wow.
Beetles are, like, beetles yeah. never die.
It's like, yeah, beetles just live and live and live and live. I guess Ringo and Paul are still around.
Why are they?
The beetles. Yeah, but if you're
so funny.
Thanks. I'm doing my best. She's here all week. Okay, a dumpling robin hops along the garden fence on
this
his.
This is my best dumpling robin hopping along the fence.
Boink, boink. Very good. A dumpling robin hops along the garden fence on his matchstick legs. Now, robin's eggs may be skinny, but they have strong muscles designed for hopping and running, and they also use their medium-length tails to balance their fluffy red chests. American robins are part of the thrush family and are one of the few species of songbirds that can both run and hop. Hopping from branch to branch takes little energy, but hopping around on the ground takes lots of energy, which makes some ornithologists believe robins sometimes hop just for fun. Wow. Can you imagine? Do you know what an ornithologist is? Can you guess?
An archaeologist that eats oranges?
That's funny. No. An ornithologist is a scientist that specializes in the study of birds. Yeah, if you like birds, you might want to grow up and be an ornithologist.
I only like cats and dogs.
Oh, that's okay. Okay.
And dogs and cats.
How about this one? Shimmer dewdrops cling to strands of silk perfection. Spider lies in wait. Mm-hmm. Spider silk starts off as a liquid stored in the spider's abdomen, and this hardens to form a silk thread as soon as it gets released from the spinnerets, which are organs underneath the abdomen. Each spinneret produces a different type of silk. Common garden or orb spiders make up to 7 types of silk, from sticky to trap insects, elastic to keep the web from breaking, and strong anchor threads that hold the web in place. Some spider silk, weight for weight, is stronger than steel. Most garden spiders repair or replace their webs every day. Sometimes they recycle their old web first by eating it. Yum! Can you imagine eating your bed to make a new one?
Yuck.
Yuck indeed. A faint blush of light spreads across the horizon, painting puff clouds pink. Sunlight is made from different colored light waves. The shortest waves are cooler colors like blues and greens, and the longest waves are hotter colors like reds and yellows. Light waves are scattered by tiny particles in our atmosphere, such as dust and water droplets. In the daytime, when the sun is higher in the sky, there is less atmosphere between us and the sun. So the cooler, shorter light waves make the sky look blue. But at twilight, when the sun is low on the horizon, the amount of air between us and the sun increases, and the shorter light waves scatter away, leaving the longer light waves behind, and these hotter colored waves are reflected in the sky, turning the clouds pink. In case you've ever wondered why the sky is blue, well, now you know. A murmur of bees clinging to the lemon grove hum for their breakfast. The honeybees' hum comes from the vibration of their wings, which can stroke up to 200 beats a second. That's a lot faster than that hummingbird, right? A honeybee may visit between 50 to 100 flowers while collecting pollen before flying the 2 to 3 miles home to their hive, where it will be made into honey. A single honeybee makes only 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey in her lifetime. That's probably why each hive contains 20,000 to 80,000 bees. Wow, that's a lot of bees. Hungry in their nest, fluffy dove chicks wriggle and cry out to be fed. Dove chicks drink pigeon milk, made by their dove parents. For the first few days of their lives, they drink it by sticking their heads into their parents' wide-open mouths. Both parents can make it in their crops, which is a sack-like food container near their throats. This milk is even richer in protein and fat than the cow's milk that we drink. The parent doves will carry on feeding the nestlings with chicks with seeds for another 2 weeks, and then after that, the chicks will search for food by themselves. But what do you know? It looks like some birds really do drink milk. Sharp-nosed, bush-tailed fox slips beneath the garden shed to her hungry pups. Foxes are shy and nocturnal and most active from dusk to dawn. They hunt small mammals like rats or mice and forage for fruits and insects. Foxes tend to mate with the same partner for life, building dens in the wild to raise their young. Some have moved into cities and towns, finding a plentiful food supply. Foxes have adapted to this new environment, making dens under sheds and decks and porches. They stay with their pups until they have taught them how to hunt and fend for themselves, and then the whole family will move on. The sunlight dazzles, dripping gold from every tree. Morning has begun. As the earth rotates towards the sun appears to rise and then move across the sky before sinking down again. This takes 24 hours, which we call a day. If you live on or near the equator, which is the center of our planet, the amount of sunlight you get will be almost the same each day. But if you live further north or south, then your days will get shorter in the winter and longer in the summer. We think of morning as starting when the sun appears, but in the winter, you may have to get up long before the sun rises, and in the summer, long afterward. So now we know more about the beautiful morning and the things that you might see in that morning. And that's pretty awesome, isn't it?
I just found a fluffy dove chick.
You found a fluffy dove chick? Mm-hmm. I love that. Take good care of it.
Can I see it?
Yes, your mission now is to care for that baby fluffy dove. Can you do it? Excellent. And that, our friends, is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.